This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Ah, yes, finally, some real music. Well done. All right, the Four Seasons. Why? Well, because our next guest, Guy Rigby, is the Vice President of Food and Beverage for Four Seasons Hotels, and he joins us now to tell us about the launch of an interactive website entitled Taste. Guy Rigby, thanks for coming into the studio.
Great
much
to be
appreciated.
Here. I recognize that little jingle.
There you go. Good. You know, before we get to the new website, I'm sorry, but I got to just sort of ask you, how does someone – I know they went to North Gloucester –
College of Arts and Technology.
And you got a hotel degree.
Yes.
What makes someone want to go into the hotel business?
I actually wasn't very good at anything else. I wanted to be a lawyer.
You wanted to be a lawyer and it wasn't going to happen, so you decided
you
hotels?
You actually have to be quite clever to be a lawyer, by all accounts. But I was quite good at debating. I could out-argue anybody. And I thought that would stand up in court.
Or the restaurant business.
Possibly. I wasn't thinking about that at the time. But, you know, I ended up pulling pints in a pub and... One thing led to another, and I'm very passionate about food and wine.
All right, well, let's fast forward to 2007. You are at the Four Seasons Vancouver, and you are the general manager there, and you tried to change the way food and hospitality is introduced.
My predecessor had retired, and there was nobody at the time overseeing food and beverage, so I could break a lot of rules. My food and beverage directors, I give them a lot of rope to do that kind of thing now. But in those days, we had to actually follow the rules.
What were some of the rules?
Well, you know, white tablecloth in the restaurant, certain style of service, the menus had to look a certain way, and hotels were doing formal fine dining restaurants, and we worked with a designer, a lady called Jennifer Johansson from EDG in San Francisco, and they only do restaurants. They don't do hotels. They don't do residential. All they do is restaurants. And so by working with her, she was able to show us that she could design a restaurant that had a vibe, that had energy. And I got excited because I wanted to do a concept that was very food and wine focused in British Columbia, which is where we were, rich with phenomenal wines, actually. I don't know whether you know, British Columbia is fantastic wines from the Okanagan, and all of the produce that's available in Vancouver. Everybody wants to eat fish, obviously, in Vancouver. So we just had a lot of fun putting a great concept together. And when I say we broke a lot of rules, all we were doing was saying we don't want to have a restaurant that's expensive, that's stuffy, that's boring. We want to have a restaurant that everybody can feel comfortable to coming to on a regular basis. And we've taken all of our restaurants in Four Seasons in a very different direction in the last 5 years.
So you got rid of the white tablecloths and did people respond?
Yeah, it's not just
I know.
Get rid of the white tablecloths, you've got a line outside the door. No, I mean, people want an experience when they go out for dinner now. They don't want just a piece of perfect sea bass with a truffle essence. That's not what it's about. They want to have a lot of fun. And the new website that we've created called Taste is really about celebrating all of the different things that we're doing.
Yeah, explain this website to us. Give us some kind of an idea of what it looks like.
It's going to be very interactive with phenomenal images and photography, but it's something that you can go to on a regular basis. I'm a bit of an iPad junkie, and I have apps that I've got loaded that I go to that suit my hobbies and interests. And so you can go to this website. The anchor will be a feature that we'll do every month. It's going to be called One Ingredient, Three Ways. And we'll have three chefs from all our hotels around the world, and we've got 94 seasons of properties around the world at the moment, growing every year. And they will create a recipe around that ingredient, and then whoever is looking at the website will be able to vote on which recipe they like the best. They'll be able to blog about it. They'll be able to discuss different ways in which they have tried the dish and how it came out. There will be also links to all sorts of very interesting features that our hotels can upload on this website about mixology, beer, wine, about food festivals going on. There might be something really exciting going on in Thailand right now. Loy Krathong is coming up at the moment. That's a very interesting festival in Thailand. People might not know about it here, but the Four Seasons customer is one that's interested in travel, interested in food and wine. And so this is a way in which they can interact with a subject which they hold near and dear to them. Everyone's into food and wine these days.
Taste.fourseasons.com. It goes live this Friday. Can anyone join?
Anybody. You just log on and there it is. And it's a lot of fun.
You mentioned wine and you keep using this word that the customer is interested. This, the customer wants to learn. It's no more just showing up at a particular restaurant and having an experience handed. They want to be involved in the experience. One of the things you did is you made it possible to get almost all the wines that are offered in Four Seasons restaurants by the glass.
Yeah, we did that in Vancouver. We had a wine list of 200 bottles. Any wine we would open by the glass, and it was a huge success. People wanted to sort of have ownership. They want to customize the experience and doing it their way. They don't necessarily want just to see eight wines by the glass or eight reds, eight whites. If they want to have a bottle of Tignanello and open it up and have two glasses, we should do that for them. And the technology these days is available for us to be able to preserve that wine and sell it at the bar or sell it a couple of weeks later.
Do restaurants need celebrity chefs anymore?
It's a very, very good question.
I mean, hotel restaurants, I should say. Make the difference.
I think that we've learned an enormous amount by working with celebrity chefs. We work with Wolfgang Puck, Michael Mina. We work with Daniel Boulou now in our new hotel in Toronto. And I think at Four Seasons, what we have learned is they are experts in the independent restaurant business. We have been experts in the hotel restaurant business. I want our restaurants to feel like independent freestanding restaurants. By working with these guys, we've learned so much about the way they think, about the way they start with the concept and they design everything around the concept. In the old days, the hotel designer would design a space. In would come the food and beverage team, and they would say, we have to put a concept into this space. We can't do that anymore. You've got to start with a concept and design around the concept. And I think you have a much better product as a result. So we've learned a lot by working with them.
Guy Rigby, if you were to design your own menu of what you were going to have for dinner, maybe tonight, maybe sometime this week, what would be on it?
That's a really, really good question. So my dream is that I one day will retire in Thailand. I used to run our hotel in Bangkok, and I have a home out in Phuket. But one of the things that I would love to do is a restaurant on the beach in Thailand, and it's going to serve very simple food. I'm going to import, because you can't get it in Thailand, the best beef. And I'm going to ground my beef and have the very best burger. And I'm going to have phenomenal steaks that are grilled on a charcoal, a wood-burning grill right on the beach. I'm going to have fish right out of the sea. It won't be marinated. It won't be sous vide. It'll just be put onto the grill, put onto a plate, and you'll have a glass of Chardonnay or whatever you want with it. So very, very ingredient-focused, simple, but in a very, very nice atmosphere. And Pim, you won't need to wear a jacket and tie either,
well done.
As you were saying earlier on.
Full marks, yeah. All right. Well, I think you've got two reservations already for when you
open
that.
I'm waiting for you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Guy Rigby, Vice President, Food and Beverage for Four Seasons Hotels. Check it out, taste.fourseasons.com. It opens this Friday.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.